Welcome back to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Todd Lebo joins us. Todd demanding that I read listener emails. We're not going to do that right now, Todd. We've got other things to talk about, but thank you for your interesting suggestion. Todd, before we talk about Monday Night Football between the Chiefs and Ravens tonight, I'd like to get your thoughts on what happened between Oklahoma and Kansas State. Kansas State wins for the second year in a row, and I'll be honest with you, I thought that game was over. But then K-State comes roaring back in the fourth quarter. Todd, I'm sorry. I know it's not a pleasant topic for you to discuss, but won't you give us your thoughts on what happened in Norman?
Well, what happened in Norman, well, the main thing that happened is Oklahoma played horribly in the second half of the game, and they turned the ball over all day long. But you don't want to dismiss the fact that Kansas State, for the second year in a row, their offensive coaches have clowned Oklahoma's defensive coaches.
They put them in a clown suit, didn't they? That's exactly right.
They put them in a clown suit on the
knitted it for them real
for
tight.
Oklahoma.
With big floppy shoes. Like Whitlock.
Big floppy shoes.
You know, I don't think it was too tight. It was perfect fit. You know, the
custom.
The cut was perfect.
The
pants were great.
It was really good.
By the way, how much do we all love this Deuce Vaughn kid?
A lot.
Oh, I love it. I mean, you know, I don't think I was texting to my friends during the game before he'd even gone off. I'm like, I don't like this guy. I don't like the looks of what he looks like here. And then it just got worse. So, yeah, it was really poor for Oklahoma. Now, here's the deal. The recipe to win is not to be virtually minus six in turnovers.
Why not?
Four true turnovers, a fourth in inches that you had to run when your center got hurt, that a backup center in for that two-play stretch, and then a blocked punt. That is a poor way to win a game. I guess the amazing part is that they only lost by three. That recipe might be a 40-point loss many times. But K-State deserves credit for gutting it out with a bunch of guys out in their defensive backfield for COVID reasons. And Skylar Thompson, again, very, very gutty performance against Oklahoma. But now what K-State needs to do from a K-State standpoint is, you know, they beat Oklahoma last year, but they need to do more. I mean, if you've proven you can beat Oklahoma, you need to win these other games. And that's going to be on them, and that'll be their next challenge as they move forward.
Todd Lebo, before we talk Chiefs, please, I feel it's therapeutic for you to blame someone. Point the finger at Lincoln Riley or someone specific. Don't just say defensive coaches.
Alex Grinch, he's the defensive coordinator. I like that.
Gary Pinkle's nephew. I know why you did that. I see what you're doing.
Yeah, and you know, the crazy
screw you,
the crazy
Todd.
Part is they really played well in the first half of the game. I mean, a bunch of three and outs to start the game, and after a turnover, you know, there was a tipped pass turnover that they didn't allow K-State to move down the field and score. I mean, I was absolutely dumbfounded after the block punt, they actually stopped them. And credit to K-State's kicker, Blake Lynch, right, who couldn't make a kick 3 weeks ago, made a 50-yarder.
Yeah, he did
this
week.
Great. And then, you know, Oklahoma decides to punt with like 3.5 minutes to go. I'm like, what are you doing? This game is over. And they actually forced a punt back. So Oklahoma's defense did a couple of nice things, but these wide open plays that went for big yards—that's pitiful. So,
did it appear to you that Spencer was rattled in the fourth quarter?
Ha! I think he was a little bit rattled, yeah. But you know, I mean, overall, you don't want three interceptions, obviously, but he threw for 387 yards and four touchdowns, and that I don't ever remember a guy throwing three interceptions for Oklahoma under Lincoln Riley in a game. I'll go back and look, but I don't think that's Landry Jones and Trevor Knight stuff. So that was bad. And like I said, one of them was tipped. The other one was a really good play by the K-State defensive back when he made a poor decision to throw the ball down the field. The last interception was a really bad one. That's the one where you're rattled because you know you need to do something. And he you know, threw it behind Drake Stoops. And another really good catch by the K-State kid. Those two of those three interceptions, the one that was tipped up in the air is easy pickings. The other two were great catches by the K-State kids, too. Because you can throw a really bad pass and not be an interception. We see that happen a lot. And that's why they always say, well, that's why that guy's on defense, because he can't catch the ball. Those were great catches by the K-State kids.
Yeah, like who that. Says that?
That's that color commentator in all these games. Yeah, that's who it is.
Who is it?
It just it fill in the blank.
No, that's the wrong answer.
That's why that guy's on defense.
If he Kansas can State gets the win
like that.
In Oklahoma, 38-35.
Mm-hmm. Deuce Vaughn is a stud.
Sooners. That kid. Vince Vaughn is a stud?
Well, yeah, he is too, yeah. But Deuce Vaughn.
Your money, baby.
5'5", 168 pounds.
I love it.
A stud.
I love the small.
You expect he's probably not 5'5", right? Isn't that
he
how it
looks
works?
Shorter than that. I mean, yeah, like if they list him at 5'5", he's probably 5'4", you know, in shoes.
He's really good. And they got him into space. You know, the 77-yard reception that set him up, that was the first play where you're like, what's going on here? You'd played so well on defense, and then that happened. So it just you got to credit K-State and what they did. But like I said, they need to go build on this now. They got the bad taste out of their mouth from losing to Arkansas State. And then now they're going to play Tech this week. And Tech has got to feel atrocious after blowing a 15-point lead with 3 minutes to play and losing in overtime to Texas. So they're playing them at home. That should be a wide-open game.
That pissed me off, too.
They got to go win those games now, though.
That hurt Patrick Mahomes on Twitter, and I did not like that Texas Tech.
It hurt me.
Now, I'm sure that it did. Todd Lebo, Monday Night Football, let's get your thoughts. Give us a good 3 or 4 minutes of what you expect tonight between the Chiefs and Ravens in prime time.
Well, I expect the Chiefs to have a little more fire than they did coming out of the gates in Los Angeles. They played a game without fans. They know they need to find some way to motivate themselves. There will be a few fans in the stands, like 250 is the number, a little bit like what we saw last night down in the Dome in New Orleans. They had, I think, 600 or 700 friends and family.
750.
This will just be family members, I guess, of the Ravens will get to be there. So there'll be a couple people there. But they need to come out motivated and ready to go. I don't think that'll be an issue. I mean, they've beaten the Chargers so many times, you just feel like you're going to win that game. The Ravens, they've beaten them a couple of times, but it's been a dogfight both times. One was a come from behind a couple of years ago, and last year's was a kind of hang on till the end and survive an onside kick. And remember the great call on third down where the Chiefs threw the little screen pass to Darrell Williams that locked the game up?
Mm-hmm.
You know, that game got close at the end. So the Ravens, obviously, this feels like, you know, the Ravens feel like they can't get past the Chiefs. And if they get past the Chiefs and win a game, they'll feel like they did something, even though they were the one seed last year. Remember, like, when the Chiefs finally started beating the Patriots a little bit? And they won that game last year up there in Foxborough. I think that was a big deal for them confidence-wise. So I think, you know, the Chiefs are the Super Bowl champ, and the Ravens have got them in their sights. And I think this is going to be a thrilling game. I mean, this is – I heard Adam Kaplan talking to you guys about this last week, and I heard Field Yates, I think, on with Jason Anderson. You know, it was a great, fun week of football, but everyone's waiting for Monday night on this one. This is for real. This is, you know, like the old song where the people are waiting for Monday night. Everyone wants to see this game.
You know what, guys? I was talking, watching the games yesterday. First of all, yeah, it's a bummer that there aren't fans in the stands, but sitting on my couch watching Red Zone all day yesterday, it looks like NFL football out there to me. Like I don't feel like I'm watching these games going, boy, these guys just can't get up for the game. Excuse my expression, Jake, because there's no fans in the stands. Like I don't feel that way at all. Like I'm watching great football. And the other thing is, you know, a couple years ago there was all the talk of how, man, football is in real trouble because of all of these rule changes and the concussion problems, and they're taking some of the violence out of the game, and that's what people like, and the sport's not going to be as exciting, and blah, blah. I think the NFL is more exciting than it's ever been. I think it's more entertaining. I think it's more entertaining to watch than it's ever been.
Listen how excited Nate is.
I think there were some really, really good games yesterday, and I don't know what the field goal record is for a week, but there was a lot of field goals yesterday, so it was a little boring early, but I think the games are good. I think the game is wide open.
There's still defense. It's not like Arena League where it's like, oh, they're just going to score every time.
But they are going for two. They're doing things like that. I mean, the math is getting crazy in these games. I think the onside kicks and there's weird decisions happening.
The quarterbacks can all run. They're just like, there's just, I think that, the product on the field is fun to watch.
Yeah, the arm strength is great, too, with a lot of these guys. It's been good, and you're right. Red zone is the way to do it, and I know Stephen, well, yesterday, I know it's not their choice altogether on how they operate, but they did not, the networks did not give us the best choices here.
What did I do wrong?
You didn't do anything wrong. You didn't do anything wrong. I just
you
sent
were
a tweet
complaining
out saying
on
it sure
Twitter,
would be nice.
And I tweeted
I was complaining for the people who don't have red zone. I was complaining to the people who don't have red zone who got stuck watching the third string quarterback for the Broncos get beat because freaking Tom Brady is on. They think everyone in Kansas City cares about Tom Brady. We don't. I mean, the best game of the day
that
the entire world was watching.
Right.
It was probably Broncos and Drew Lock and all that. But, you know, all of those things. But
there's a certain joy to watching the Broncos lose. I'll disagree with you there.
Yeah, there is. But
I mean, there's quite a bit of joy that comes with that.
While the other, and then in the morning,
right.
They think we want to watch the Patriots and Raiders. You know, by the way, that's a bad game, too. I wish there was a way.
Why would you not want to watch the Patriots Raiders? Why would you not want to watch it?
Going into it's fine, but when it became apparent that nothing was going to happen in any way, turn it off. We don't want to watch it.
Red zone.
But anyway, that's what red zone's for.
Why are you so resistant to red zone?
Not everyone in the world has red zone. I love red zone.
Do you?
Red zone's great. I'm tweeting for the man who can't have red zone.
What about people can't even have TVs? Why don't you tweet for them?
Yeah.
Well, they should have turned the radio on because we had a great freaking triple header on yesterday.
That's what I'm looking for. that promotion right there.
That's right.
Okay, so
I was out and about yesterday afternoon listening to the
Seahawks
on
Sports Radio 810 WHB.
We weren't home for everything. Broncos, okay, Todd. Bucks around here.
This is very important, Todd, okay? And you need – many times you're the voice of reason, and you're able to help us create balance, and not only on the show but in our lives. Jake Pounders had a very, very rough weekend when it comes to wagering and fantasy football and things did not go his way.
Now, you throw fantasy baseball in there. I blew the last 2 days of the season, and
he was in the money. Then he finished out of the money. I'm not trying to pile on, but there it is.
It might have been my worst weekend ever in terms of gambling and fantasy sports ever.
Now, do you advise him to walk away, take those losses, walk away, and then take some time off, and we'll see you later, or is this Monday Night Football showcase not only an opportunity to see the two best teams in the NFL and the last two MVPs square off? Is this a chance for him to get right and end the football weekend right? Does he go all in on Monday Night Football to try to right this ship? Your thoughts?
Well, here's the question for Jake. Jake, when does the weekend end? On Sunday or Monday?
Never.
I mean, yeah, my life's a weekend, Todd.
When football ends, the weekend ends. All right.
If you're having
football
the worst
tells
weekend
me
ever,
the weekend's
you need,
here.
You need to step away. I think in this spot.
I'm resigned to that fact. I'm ready to step away. I'm ready to just. Yep.
Probably cold turkey. Not just a little bit.
No. Yeah. No. It's complete abstinence.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
You don't think what? You don't think it's going to
I just
play?
Don't think this is the time something. For you to double up, catch up.
I've tried that 3 days, that 3 weekends in a row, and it's painful.
Because the NFL was poor. You had one something and one.
I was
in college
1-7
football,
and one,
and that was way better than the NFL.
It was 1-7 and
damn
one.
Damn it!
That was 7 football bets and 1 UFC bet. 8
Todd,
bets.
How many times
did your UFC bet win or lose?
No, it lost.
No,
it
no,
lost.
It wow, how many dude, times?
Kicking the D.
Will you get points with the Chiefs? It just does, it may not happen again the rest of the year. The Chiefs
no, it doesn't happen.
Are getting 3.5. It's,
how are you
it's
doing?
Inviting. It's
how
like,
are y'all doing?
It's like the sweet song of the siren, harking, calling Jake off in the distance in the sea. And Jake is a sailor that is lost at sea. And if he follows the siren's voice, the Patrick Mahomes voice could lead him to victory.
Jake, did you eat the pizza yesterday
awesome.
Like you told us you were going to eat a pizza
did.
Or not?
I did. I did. I ate the pizza.
All right, well, that was your bet, then.
Sub as well with the pizza.
You ate your pizza, and that's sub. It.
Whoa! Where was the pizza from?
Minsky's.
In honor of Alex Gordon.
And the meatball sub.
That was your bet. You got to step away from gambling tonight.
I know. I do.
Did you finish both of them?
Yes.
Oh, good.
Okay.
Of course he did.
No question.
Todd, who will throw for more touchdown passes tonight? Patrick Mahomes the second or Lamar Jackson?
Patrick Mahomes, I hope. I hope he throws them all to Tyreek Hill and Travis Kelce for me personally.
Who will have more combined passing and rushing yards, Patrick Mahomes or Lamar Jackson?
Well, I hope Patrick Mahomes. I've got a little fantasy.
What do you think, damn it? I know what we hope.
No, I think, if you combine them both, Todd. I would put, if you're going to add the rushing yards in, I'm a little bit worried about the Chiefs' defense against the quarterback run game tonight. So I might put Lamar Jackson on passing yards and rushing yards.
Now listen to me, and we're close friends. You know that I'm a truth teller when I'm talking to you. Okay, this has nothing to do with any kind of prop bet. This is just me being curious about the sport of football. Who will have more rushing yards, Lamar Jackson, Gus Edwards, Mark Ingram, or J.K. Dobbins tonight?
Probably Mark Ingram. Right.
My fantasy team approves of that.
Can anyone weigh in on that for me?
I think that's a good call because the Chiefs,
entertainment.
Chiefs held Lamar Jackson to 8 carries last year. So I think they'll make him hand the ball off. They'll make him throw it. So Ingram's a good bet.
Perhaps this is the last person on the face of the earth I should be asking this, but Jake, who do you like in that prop?
I'll go outside the box. I'll go Gus Edwards.
Ooh. Oh, boy.
I need to have Tyreek Hill not get outscored by Lamar Jackson by more than 2 points, and I can win my weird fantasy league that I'm in for the week and actually get paid some money this week. So I'm
Let's
excited
go.
About that.
Let's go, Todd. Todd. If you please, give us your final score for Monday Night Football before we break.
Let's go Chiefs 31, Ravens 30. There, I said they're going to win. How about
so,
that?
So, Chiefs money line?
What a barber.
Chiefs money line? Chiefs money line?
That's what it Todd? Sounds like.
Todd?
Go eat another pizza,
take
Jake.
The damn points.
Todd? Guys,
get a pizza.
It was so bad. I'm embarrassed. I want to send you my week sheet.
Do you think that Gary
Leesick, I got a pretty good idea what it is.
A fellow Oklahoma grad, do you think he will acknowledge the K-State Oklahoma game or will he move right on to the Chiefs?
Probably right on to the Chiefs.
Yeah, he will.
He works for the home of the Chiefs.
Yeah.
Right. He's got business to take care of. Todd, thank you very much for the time. We appreciate
Thanks, Todd.
All right, guys.
That is Todd Lebo. Jake, listen to me. I'm not telling you what to do. I'm just telling you the Chiefs don't get points that often. That's all I'm saying.
I'm the same way, dude. I'm hurting. I'm going to show you my PayPal, buddy. And
Nate, how often do the Chiefs get points?
And they had an emergency, Steve.
Just tell me that. All the time?
Not all the time.
Did Nate leave the studio?
Nate had a...
Did he really?
He had a little emergency. Right. Wait, actually, ask him a question.
Nate, should Jake take the points with the Chiefs tonight?
Oh, that... Nope, I failed.
You set me up.
I did.
And then you pull the rug right out from under me. What the hell is wrong with you?
That cart is corrupted now. So.
Well, apparently...
gotta fix that one, too.
Nate took a quick poop break during a segment. We'll find out if he's finished after this on WHP.